Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, cloudy, a low near 40. Three state legislators from Kenosha are holding a listening session at 5 o'clock on the proposed state budget in the Northside branch of the Kenosha Public Library at 1527th Avenue. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, Representative Todd Onstad, and Senator Bob Warsh will offer some comments about the budget as they see it and then respond to questions. Republican lawmakers from this area have been doing the same thing lately. Governor Walker's proposed budget for the next fiscal year beginning in July is currently in the hands of the Joint Finance Committee, with transportation funding the biggest discussion topic. The Village of Summers Plan Commission meets tonight with an agenda that includes a proposed concrete crushing operation by Racine's AW Oaks at the corner of County Highways L and EA. The company would need a zoning change for the temporary crushing of concrete to go along with construction of a 10,000-square-foot office building and a 24,000-square-foot maintenance facility. Summers Village President George Stoner last week told the Kenosha News the rezoning request will be deferred so the Plan Commission can review the project further. Also on tonight's agenda, right off the bat, is a public hearing on a proposed comprehensive plan amendment and rezoning request by the Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin for a facility in the Village of Summers. The Central Racine County Health Department now comprises more than a dozen communities, mainly west of the interstate. And Director Margaret Gessner has been providing highlights of the annual budget for 2016 to the municipalities. Speaking to the Burlington Common Council last week, Gessner said they continue to increase the services available in the 14 communities.
Our licensing and licenses and inspections were increased 13%. Our communicable disease investigations increased 40%. And our institutional outbreak investigations increased 33%. We continue to do work promoting healthy families through our home visiting program.
Gessner said a lot of what they do is education, which sometimes requires the creative use of resources. 36% of the Central Racine County Health Department budget is from the levy, with the rest coming from grants and fees. Traffic along northbound I-94/41 in Oak Creek near the Racine-Milwaukee County line was detoured most of the overnight hours because of what turned into a fatal accident, a semi striking a pedestrian about 9:40 Sunday night. All northbound lanes were blocked, according to the State Patrol and Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. As a result, traffic was diverted to go north on Wisconsin 241 to Ryan Road and then east on Ryan Road back to 94/41. The road finally reopened about 4:15 this morning. The State Assembly Committee on Urban Revitalization will be coming to Racine the afternoon of May 18th for a public comment on urban issues like crime, joblessness, state policies, economic matters, the environment, and even family concerns. The hearing will take place at Los Mariachis Restaurant on Highway 20 west of Green Bay Road from 1 till 5 p.m. Note that the first 2 hours will be for invited speakers like public officials, but after that, it's the chance for anyone who wants to speak to sign up. This will be the fourth of six hearings the committee has held since February. Once again, everyone is invited to take a peek at the life of a peregrine falcon, thanks to webcams mounted over nesting boxes at We Energy's power plants. Spokesperson Kathy Schultz says the utility mounted the first nesting box for the falcons at the Pleasant Prairie power plant in the 1990s.
We started by sponsoring the release of captive-produced peregrines, and we also installed a nest box, the first one, at our Pleasant Prairie power plant. Since that time, the program has evolved and grown, and we now have nest boxes at five of our We Energy's power plants. Every spring, we anticipate seeing young produced at these plants.
The webcams caught the first eggs that hatched at the utility's Valley Power Plant in Milwaukee last week. Schultz says since 1997, more than 230 peregrine falcons have hatched at the utility's nesting boxes. The webcams can be viewed at we-energies.com/falcon. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.